My main concern is to make sure that everything is done to help make sure that the environmental safety is maintained for the community. We know that there were tests done there that could very well have compromised the drinking water, contaminated the underground water supply. And we want to make sure that every test is done and every remedial action is taken. And that's why it's important that the federal facilities agreement is entered into as quickly as possible. I've asked the Department of Defense to enter into it by December. That gives us an independent referee to determine whether everything that needs to be done has been done by the Environmental Protection Agency. It's very important for protecting the public safety.
Let's talk about the cooperation between Fort Detrick and the federal government. Is that working out? How is this happening? Is everybody on the same page with this?
I believe so. I think the Department of Defense understands the seriousness of this issue. They have certainly made certain commitments to the community that we're going to make sure are maintained and are lived up to. But it's important to have an independent party that evaluates whether the Department of Defense is doing everything that they need to do. And that's why we want the federal facilities agreement entered into quickly.
What sort of contaminants are we talking about?
Well, we know that there were a lot of tests done at Fort Detrick. We know that Agent Orange may have been used there. We know that there were effects from the use of these chemicals that are still not fully understood, and we just want to make sure that the contaminants have been totally cleaned up.
Yeah, because I think Fort Detrick is, what's the status of that now? That's kind of a shutdown area, ripe for redevelopment.
Well, that Area B is currently under, I guess, remedial work. It's unclear as to what the future will be there, but we want to make sure that the cleanup is done effectively and that there is no risk to the community.
That was my very next question. If there has been a risk determined, this is what you are looking for, is to see if there is a risk to the community. We're not seeing cancer clusters. We're not seeing issues crop up. You're trying to prevent that from happening.
That's exactly right. There are different aquifers that go through the area. We want to make sure that if there are areas that are not safe, that they're not used, that the wells are not drilled to that level, that they do different types of water supplies, different depths to the wells, or different ways of supplying the water to the community. So there's different things that can be done in addition to trying to remedial work, taking away any contaminants that may be there, but also making sure that any water that's used is safe.
And what about the cost of this? Does the Army say they have the budget to do this kind of cleanup, or is there some chance they could reprogram money from elsewhere?
We believe the funds have been made available by Congress to do this type of work, that a community safety has always been our top priority. We want to make sure it's spent for that purpose and not for other purposes.
What's the next step at this point as this continues? What should people in the area be looking for? What should the rest of us be looking for?
Well, the Department of Defense is doing work currently, but what we want to see is the Department of Defense enter into the FFA agreement, which guarantees that we'll have independent review of the work that's being done there.
We're speaking with Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, and while we have you, I know it's the middle of summer and there's a big recess on and you've been enjoying a little bit of vacation time, but eventually Congress is going to be coming back. What's, in your mind, the top priority for the Senate? Because what I've been reading is that the campaign finance and openness bill, that whole complex of things, will be taken up first. Is that your assessment of what might be first on the docket?
No, I think the very first issue will be the continuation of creating more jobs for our community. We have a small business bill that we want to get done that we think can create millions of jobs for our country, to help small business owners get the credit they need to expand their operations and to make it less costly for them to operate business through certain tax relief proposals. I think that's going to be our top priority, and that's creating jobs and understanding that this recovery has been slower than we want. We want to do everything we can to help. It will be direct credit to small business owners, making it easier for them to get credit to expand their businesses. It will be tax credits for their equipment and for so that makes it less expensive for them to expand opportunities. It will be to make it easier for them to get government contract work. The government procurement system is stacked in favor of larger companies. We want to make it easier for smaller companies to get involved. It's a whole host of issues that make it easier for small businesses to expand. We know that the engine of economic growth in America is primarily small companies. That's where most jobs are created.
Now, what about the possibility of giveth on one side for these tax credits, and then if some of the Bush-era so-called tax cuts are rescinded, then you could be removing it from small business owners at the income tax level?
Well, I think that's a very important point. There is the good news for the taxpayers of this country is that I believe that there is consensus that those who make under $250,000 at all the tax benefits that are currently in law, that there is a desire to extend those. I think the only controversy is for those for taxpayers over $250,000. So the overwhelming majority of Americans, I believe, will be held safe.
And finally, when you do come back, what is it that people need to watch for that are going to be some of the high priorities on your to-do list?
Well, I said first we'll be creating jobs. It is also possible we're going to try to deal with the campaign finance issue. Clearly, we're going to try to continue to get through the budget issues and make sure that everything is funded properly for the government. And then let's be quite frank about it. We're close to the election. So at this point, we'll be in wrap-up. And the wrap-up is going to be mainly getting the budget through and getting the programs to create jobs in our community.